I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Protests against the treatment of detained migrants are planned across the country for tonight. Collectively, they're called Lights for Liberty, a vigil to end human concentration camps. The protests are inspired by a growing number of reports describing detainees' lack of access to basics, including soap, showers, medical attention, even potable water. Toby Jaluka is one of the event's co-organizers. She's also a volunteer attorney who works with immigrants detained in Texas.
We will not accept this. This is not the way we will allow our government or our country to function. We won't condone these kinds of human rights violations.
Jaluka says events will typically involve local speakers, interfaith blessings, and peaceful candlelit ceremonies. 11 vigils are set to take place in Colorado, including one at the Colorado Springs Sheriff's Office, as well as others in Cortez, Durango, and Pueblo. Colorado officials say a state email account that was created to report suspected child abuse and neglect went unchecked for over 4 years. The oversight resulted in 5 possible cases of child neglect undiscovered until May that are now being investigated. Colorado Governor Jared Polis became the first Democrat to speak to a high-profile conservative conference in Denver. The Western Conservative Summit is a 2-day conclave founded 10 years ago by the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University in Lakewood. The theme of this year's conference is freedom of religion and the First Amendment. Polis said protecting the First Amendment means protecting the free discussion of ideas. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.